ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿದ್ವರಂ. ಗೌರೀ ಗಣೇಶು ಮಾ ಮಹೇಶ್ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ನಂದನ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಗಣೇಶ. ಗೌರೀ ಗಣೇಶು ಮಾ ಮಹೇಶ್ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ನಂದನ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಗಣೇಶ. ಶರಣಂ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಶರಣಂ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಶರಣಂ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಶರಣಂ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಗಣಪತಿ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಗಣಪತಿ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಗೌರೀ ಗಣೇಶು ಮಾ ಮಹೇಶ್ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ನಂದನ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಗಣೇಶ್. ಶರಣಂ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಶರಣಂ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಗಣಪತಿ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಗಣಪತಿ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಗಣಪತಿ
repeat these lines from the text. Those who are interested in really studying Vedanta deeply should go over this text again and again. It's very nice. Manana Grantha. Manana Pradhana Grantha. Kataksha Kirana Chanta ನಮನ್ ಮೋಹಾಬ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಅನಂತಾನಂದ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಜಗನ್ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ಅಹಮಸ್ಮಿ ಸದಾ ಭಾಮಿ ಕದಾಚಿನ್ನಾಹಮಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈವಾಹಮತಸ್ಸಿದ್ಧಂ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದಲಕ್ಷಣಂ ಮಯ್ಯೇವೋದೇತಿ ಚಿದ್ವ್ಯೋಮ್ನಿ ಜಗದ್ಗಂಧರ್ವಪತ್ತನಂ ಅತೋಹಂ ನ ಕಥಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞಂ ಸರ್ವಕಾರಣಂ ನ ಶೋಷ ಪ್ಲೋಷ ವಿಕ್ಲೇದ.
ಓ ಮಿಸ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್, ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಸೀ ವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ನೌ. ನ ಸ್ವತ
ప్రత్యవిజ్ఞానాత్ నిరంశత్వాన్న చాన్యతః న చాశ్రయ వినాశాన్మే వినాశస్యాదనాశ్రయాత్ న శోషప్లోష విక్లేద ఛేదాశ్చిన్నభసో మమ సత్యైరప్యనిలాగ్న్యంభః సత్యైరప్యనిలాగ్న్యంభః శస్త్రైకిముత కల్పితైః భారూపస్య విశ్వస్య భానం భాసన్నిధేర్వినా కదాచిన్నావకల్పేత భాచాహం తేన సర్వగః నహి భానాదృతే సత్వం నర్తే భానం చితోచితః చిత్సంబంధోపి నాధ్యాసాత్ రితేతేనాహమద్వయః న దేహో నేంద్రియం చాహం న ప్రాణో న మనో న ధీః మమతా పరిరబ్ధత్వాత్ ఆక్రీదత్వాదిదం ధియః సాక్షీ సర్వాన్విత ప్రియాన్ అహం నాహం కదాచన పరిణామపరిచ్ఛేద పరితాపే రూపప్లవాత్ సుప్తేహమిన దృశ్యంతే దుఃఖదోష ప్రవృత్తయః అతస్తస్యైవ సంసారః నమే సంసర్తృసాక్షిణః సుప్తసుప్తిం న జానాతి నాసుప్తే స్వప్న జాగరౌ జాగ్రత్స్వప్న సుషుప్తీనాం సాక్ష్యతోహమతద్రశః విజ్ఞానవిరతిః సుప్తిః తజ్జన్మస్వప్నజాగరౌ తత్సాక్షిన కథం మే స్యుః నిత్యజ్ఞానస్య తే త్రయః షడ్వికారవతాం వేత్తా నిర్వికారోహమన్యథా తద్వికారానుసంధానం సర్వథానావకల్పతే తేన తేన హి రూపేణ జాయతే లీయతే ముహుః వికారి వస్తునస్తేషాం అనుసంధాతృతా కుతః న చ స్వజన్మనాశం వా ద్రష్టుమర్హతి కశ్చన తౌ హి ప్రాగుత్తర ఉత్తరాభావ charama charamat prathamakshano na prakashe hamityuktihi yat prakashe kavandhana swaprakasham tamatmanam aprakashakatham sprishet tathapyabhatikopyeshah vicharabhava jivanah avashyayashchidakashe vicharkodayavathih. That is where we reach. I think so. So, ignorance, if you notice in the verses that speak about ignorance, really, it is not defined. You cannot define it. It is inexplicable. Bhagavan Shankaracharya describes it in the same way. When you try to describe something which is inexplicable, how you'll describe? You have to go in roundabout way, like. Why? Because of an intrinsic reason. Intrinsic reason means the one who is trying to conceptualize ignorance, the one who is trying to understand ignorance, is himself a product of ignorance. Because it's an individual jiva with upadhi, and that upadhi is trying to understand ignorance. Now see, that upadhi is caused by ignorance. And I told you, the hand can hold everything in the world, but the hand cannot hold the hand. It is the cause for holding this, but it cannot hold itself. So the upadhi which is trying to understand, means intellect, trying to understand ignorance, that intellect itself is a product of ignorance, or how it will understand. It cannot understand its cause. You see, its own cause it cannot know. So you'll see, it is going around in circles when it tries to describe ignorance. So what it is telling in number 17, always when we are discussing the idea of ignorance, it says, well, ignorance is such, when you inquire into it, it disappears. That is all. But that doesn't define ignorance, isn't it? You can't define. Then in Vivek Churamani Bhagavan, Shankaracharya goes, avyakta namni paramesha shakti, like that. It's the shakti of Bhagavan. This much we could say. But the good thing about it is, inquiry into it makes it disappear. There's another reason. That fact ripples throughout the universe. Please pay attention to that. The fact of inquiry into anything makes that thing disappear. That fact ripples throughout the universe. You'll see science. Now we are seeing it. Something solid, right? We say, a solid thing. Now, when science says, okay, now let us find out what it is. So, you take a microscope and we go down into it. Then you see that it is made up of molecules. We go deeper, atoms. We go deeper, electrons, protons, neutrons. You go deeper, strings and neutrinos and all whatever. Deeper, then you go, you see energy. So now, when you reach to the level of energy, do you see glasses case? The more you inquire into the thing, the more that thing disappears. And that wall, for instance, we say it is a solid wall, I cannot go through. But when science goes into it, that wall is like 99.99999% space only. It's all space. Ordinarily, I'm supposed to go through space, but I cannot go through that Well, so those are questions to be answered by science. We have very logical answers also. But the idea is, when I look into that, it disappears. When I look deep into that, there's no wall there. There's only space. So this fact about, or this fact which is being employed here. So when you look into this Maya, it disappears. That fact ripples throughout the universe. It's a fact of all things, because all things are product of the same Maya. So if Maya, when I look into Maya, it disappears, why not, when I look into the products of Maya, it will not disappear? It certainly will disappear, because that's the product of that thing. So the universe itself, anything we look into, it goes away. Therefore, obviously, that fact which I am stating, that fact can be used, you know, conveniently. If there is any sorrow in the mind, and you can really look at that thing properly, what happens is the mind becomes disturbed and is not able to look at it. But if you can practice looking at that, whatever sorrow is there in the mind, whatever concern, worry, this, that, anything in the mind, if we can look at it well, it will vanish by the same rule. The only thing is that we have not practiced looking well. Anything I'm talking about, anything that comes in the mind, sorrow, misery, anguish, pain, confusion, anything. Confusion also. I just have to sit and look at it. By the same stroke, by the same rule, it will vanish. I will be left there just peacefully and calm. Same rule which is applied here. That when we look at Maya, it goes away. It is just an appearance. And by inquiry, it goes. The whole world is considered to be like a dream. This is also given everywhere in Shastras. Huh? From Yoga Vashishta all the way to Tulsi Ramayana. Yoga Vasishtha of ancient times. All the way to Tulsi Ramayana, our Shastras talk about this world like a dream. See, this will be number 18. How is this dream? How is this universe described? He says, Atma Jnana Mahanidra Jhrimbite smin jaganmaye Dirghaswapne spuradntyete Swargamokshadi vibhramaha. He says, all these illusory things, like what? Swarga, moksha, adi. So all things which we talk about, you know, swarga and moksha, mean bondage and moksha. When you say moksha, adi, it will be dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Adi is given. Adi means etc. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Then, or moksha means liberation, the opposite of bondage. So moksha and bondage. Then swarga, narak, patal, all whatever names we have. Kumbhi Paka. There are many different types of hell. We have many different types of wonderful hells also. Descriptions elaborate and all. So, all this heaven and hell and these different things, he says, it is Dirga Swapna. It is a long dream. Puranti eva, Swayam Prakashayati says, eva. It is like a dream. That word is important. Eh? It is like a dream only. And one dream is not any better than another dream, you know. All dreams are dreams only. So it means to say, what, from one lifetime to the next lifetime? If we give up this body and take another body, it's just another dream. Just like when you go to sleep, one night you dream something, next night you dream something else. That is all. So, it is called the Atma Ajnana Mahanidra. It is a dream happening in a great sleep caused by ignorance of Atma. Because I am ignorant of the Atma, I have this long, big dream. Vijrimbite smin jaganmaye. And the dream takes the form of a jagat. Jagat means a whole world. Well, it is quite tantamount to our ordinary dream, which when we go to sleep in the night. In that dream, when we dream that swapna simha, that lion or whatever, that lion is there in a world also. It is not just a lion in space. There's a whole world around it, isn't it? So there also there's a whole jagat. Here also there's a whole jagat. But now, he's not meaning to tell that. He's meaning to tell the cause of it. The cause of the whole dream is... Now see, if you see there in the sleep also, right? We say that the moment the person wakes up, that dream vanishes. Like that. So the cause really is sleep. The cause, if you think about it, the cause is the unawareness of the wake, or the waking state. The unawareness of the waking state. Because of that unawareness of the waking state, this one flourishes. But if somebody shakes me, then they hear me screaming in that dream. One wife got up in the middle of the night, and she was screaming, and she woke up. And her husband, "What happened?" "I just had a nightmare," she said. "Nightmare? What nightmare?" "Well, I dreamt you and Shah Rukh Khan were fighting for me." "And what nightmare is that?" "You won." Nightmare. But anyway, in that dream, there is also something which is capable of waking up that person, like when the lion pounces on us, isn't it? Well, in the very same way, in this dream also, there are things capable of waking us up, and that is called a guru. In this dream also, so within the dream, there is something capable of waking up that person, correct or not? So here also we say like that. So that is why Swayam Prakash Yati says it is a swapnavat, or it is like a dream. It is like a dream. To remind us that within that dream there is still something, even though that it is a dream, there is something capable of waking us up from that dream. So it is not to be discounted altogether. There is something valuable in there which can wake us up. You see? So the eva is given. Or you just don't cast it out as a dream. "Oh, mere dream. Leave it." Like that. So some guru comes. "Oh, he's a mere dream. Leave him." Teachers are meant to wake us up from that dream also. So we don't discount it altogether. But anyway, second point there, which is there now, is a very important point. This is being given from what we call as a paramarthic level. Paramarthic means from the highest level. All this moksha, bondage, all of it is all a mere dream. But this is from the highest level that is being spoken about, right? From our ordinary level here, you don't go out now. Do you want coffee? "No, it is a mere dream. What will I do with coffee, you know?" "Do you want breakfast?" "Not only breakfast is a dream, you also a dream." You can't go and suddenly start talking like that, you know. That would be a funny thing. Then, when you, by noontime, suppose you do that for breakfast, right? By noontime, you start feeling hungry like anything, and your stomach will start going grr, 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 like that. That time also, you should be capable of saying, "A mere dream, you know, you go grr, 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 no problem, you know." If you're going to stick with the story, you have to stick with the story till the end. You kind of half of it dream and half it not dream. Either you accept the whole thing or... Yeah. We are very good at conveniently and selectively casting certain things as dream and moha. Isn't it? Certain things as dream and moha and all. No. You work with the rules of what is given in the universe. That is all. See, Atmagnan, you can't do anything about it in any case. You have to deal with this, what is in front of you, isn't it? Alright, so he says, it is all happening because of unawareness of wake. Wake in this case will be what? Wake will be enlightenment. In our ordinary life, wake is this state. And because I am unaware of this state, the mind goes into that state, which is called dream. So here, because I am unaware of the absolute reality, the mind is having this dream, which is here. And the whole thing is cast into dream, moksha included. And Bhagavan Shankaracharya writes in his Atma Shatakam, Nirvana Shatakam, you have heard. Sadame Samatvam. I am of the nature of pure equanimity. Sadame Samatvam. I am sama, equanimous. And in me, namuktirnabandhaha. There is no moksha or bondage. Moksha and bondage both go. But that is at the highest level. You don't start pretending, in me, there is no moksha, no bondage. Sadame Samatvam. That is something for your own personal experience and all. You don't go out in society and tell like that. Your boss tells you to do this project. Sadame Samatvam. In me, there is no project. There is no non-project. There is no nothing. What type of thing is this? You keep that. You know, just like in society, when you go to your job, you are Hindu. The other fellow is Muslim. The other one is Christian. That is all your private business, isn't it? You don't go to your job there. No. You impress your religion on everybody who is there. And you make them, you know, follow your religion. That's everybody's private business. So same thing here. Moksha and bondage, that's all our private business. You cannot go out in the society and start talking, and you know, in me, mano buddhi hankar chittani naham. I am not the body, mind, intellect. I am not employee. You go to that job, I am not employee. What is this thing? You are not recipient of a salary also then. If you are not employee. Alright. Becoming clear about the two levels and sticking to the level where we are. This is the rule. This is how it works. You see. In the Shastra, it is also described as a natak. Natak means a play. In that play, you get a role. Na? You get some role, and that you have to play that role. You may not be anything close to that person, but you have to play. I heard a nice story of that. They were playing Ram Leela. Then, that Hanumanji, who was playing Hanuman, he fell sick. But he was a big guy, you know. For Hanuman, you can't get a small guy like me. You have to get some pehlwan ki tarah aadmi. Some big fellow. So now they couldn't find anybody to replace Hanumanji, who was in hospital now. Hanumanji was in hospital, he needed Sanjeevani Bhuti. So now they went on the street trying to find out, and now you select all big people only. Would you play Hanuman? We have a natak coming here now. All children, family, parents, everybody is waiting. Now we don't have anybody to play Hanumanji. So then, finally they found some big Muslim fellow. But in India, Muslims also nice. They will, like Hindus only, they will come and they'll join like nothing. In Trinidad also. So, they asked him, you will play this Hanumanji quickly, we need somebody. No problem. He came there. And they've dressed him up like Hanumanji and everything. And that point now, when he's supposed to lift that mountain was too heavy for him. You know, that trying to lift that mountain, Hayalla! And he lived in the middle of that drama. No? Rama and Rama. Oh, Bapre. You can't do that in the drama, you know. It is a, just a, you have to play the role of the Hanuman. How Hanuman ji ever told Hayalla? So you have to stick to the role, the script we say. Alright. Being Muslim is your private matter. Being Brahman and all, you have to know that for yourself. You see, now, still in the next verse, from the paramarthic level, even the sakshitva, sakshihood, I am sakshi, all that is also, there is no sakshi, there is nothing to witness. Who will witness what? If there is one thing, who will witness what? And that from the paramarthic level, there is only one thing. Then no sakshi also. See, that is given now in number 20. Chaityo 19. I missed one. Same thing, same theme, and continue all the way to 20. From that level, all dualities are all gone. There are no dualities, no, same. Jara jara vibhagoyam ajare mai kalpitaha. Bhittivage same chitre chara chara vibhagavat. It tells, you know, when you see on a wall, bhitti, somebody paint a picture, right? So in that picture you see sky is there, clouds are there, grass is there on the bottom, cows are grazing, birds are flying. You see all that picture on the wall, right? Achara and achara. So the grass is achara. It doesn't move. But the cows?
Move.
The cow. And the birds? They also fly about, right? So you see there's chara and achara in that picture. There's jara and ajara. These all dualities in the picture, because the mountain in the background is jara. The cow is? Ajara means it is not inert. The cow is conscious. The birds are conscious. So there's jara and ajara in that picture also. Now see, he says all of this duality which we see, they are only ajare mai kalpitaha, imagined in me. Really, it is, they are all imaginations in the reality. Meaning to say, in the supreme consciousness, which is called as ajara here, the supreme consciousness is called here as ajara. So in that supreme consciousness, all these dualities are imagined, kalpitaha. It means in truth and in fact, the dualities are not there. Like the crochet pieces, have you seen? They made those, make those things out of thread. The same picture, they make out of thread. I tell you, if you can hold one corner of that thread and you keep pulling, in the end, what you have? Only thread there, isn't it? You'll have a bundle of thread here. And there, cow gone, cloud gone, bird gone, everything gone. But everything in the first place was made up of thread only. So it appears to be a variety of things there. So the variety is an appearance. The substratum or the fundamental material from which the variety is made up. That fundamental material is only one. And that crochet piece, the fundamental material is thread. The thread itself has been fashioned into a variety. And fashioned by what? Name and form, which are not real. What a wonderful thing. And we saw in the beginning how name and form are not real. Not real means what? Has no independent existence. Because when you remove the fundamental material, the name and form, they don't persist. They vanish. From the pot, which is called pot, that is name. Form, 1 foot by 10 inches. It's form, shape. So there is name and form. Remove clay. Name and form, gone. From that type of analysis, we realize name and form have no independent existence, and therefore they are just mere superimpositions. You know, one other way to study that? See all these pairs of opposites and duality and all? Mere superimpositions in me. When a carpenter is going to make a table, right? Let us say. He has wood and tools, nails, itadi, so on, all different things. First, he has to have a form of the table in his head or not. Even if he is going to do a plan of it, the plan will have to come from his mind only, isn't it? So the form is first in the mind. That form is then from the mind superimposed onto the wood. Then you have a table, isn't it? Because in the wood, there is no form of table. The form has to be in his mind. That is why Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Manohya Vidya Bhava Bandha Hetu. The mind is the cause. The mind is a vidya. And that avidya, which is called as mind, is the cause for this whole universe. It is the names and forms are actually first in our mind. All names and forms. And it is those names and forms which are there in the mind, which are now superimposed on the world. So the world has a fundamental material which is called a sat, existence. On that sat, the mind superimposes all of the names and forms. Just like in order to make the table, he has to have the name and form in his mind, and he superimposes it on wood. And then you have name, form of table on the outside. So he superimposes on this whole, he superimposes the whole universe. Manohya Vidya Bhavabandha Hetu. It is the cause for the whole world. Tasmin vijrimbate, sakalam vijrimbate. It means when that mind functions, the whole world comes. When the mind goes into laya, the whole world goes into laya also, dissolution. So it is the mind which contains all names and forms, really. The mind is the mind is the mine, M-I-N-E, of names and forms, which is kalpita. Kalpita here means imagined, superimposed on the self, which is ajara, mai ajare, sati saptami, mai ajare, in me, who is consciousness itself. And the example given there is like the chitra on the bhitti, on the wall. So, names and form not real. Only the substratum is real. The birds and cows and all things on that crochet piece, not real. The only thing real there from that standpoint is thread. Like that. Now, again from the highest standpoint, it still continues. From that paramarthic level, there is only the absolute reality. There is no such thing as Sakshi also. Chaityopa raga rupame Sakshitapina tatviki Upalakshana meveyam Nistaranga chidambudhehe. He said, Chaitya uparaga rupa me sakshitapi natatviki. Natatviki means really speaking from the absolute standpoint. Paramat, paramartha bhuta bhuta means from that absolute standpoint nat sakshita api na tatvi sakshit the sakshihood or witnesshood also is not a real thing. It is not there also from that standpoint. It cannot be upalakshanameva yam. It is only an assumption from this level. From the absolute level, it is really not there. Nistaranga chidam buddhehe. In me, the ocean of consciousness, there is absence of any waves of anything. Waves of knower, known. Waves of pairs of opposite. Hot and cold, right and wrong, dharma, dharma, all the pairs of opposite. Nothing is there in me, the ocean of consciousness. Chaitya uparaga rupame. Chaitya uparaga means the things that arise in the mind. Things that arise in the mind, you know. Think again. Uparaga means to color, to dye. You know when you dye something? So it is like this now, you have to imagine. There is Sat, one pure, undifferentiated existence. Like this space here, see. Now this space is not distinguishable from this space, isn't it? What is the distinguishing feature? What are the distinguishing features of this space from this space? No distinguishing feature. But the whole universe like that is made up of same space, isn't it? Space is all pervasive everywhere. In the very same way, Sat is all pervasive. And the mind has the capability, because all names and forms are there in the mind has the capability of coloring Sat, dyeing the absolute reality in different names and forms. You get that? That's why Uparaga word is given there. The mind can... When we were in high school, I remember this example. Some examples stick, because perhaps in last life I was studying Vedanta also. That time I did not know any Vedanta in high school and all. But I remember our principal, we were doing some drama on stage here. Right? And in front here, he had three lamps, lights, flashing on that stage. And in the drama, nighttime came, then daytime came, then dusk evening came, and all of that sort of thing, and sleeping time. We were all doing that in drama here. In front of those lights, they were just ordinary bulbs like these only, flashing on the stage. He had different color of plastic sheets, right? So to change the color on the stage, he was just putting one sheet in front of that lamp. And he was getting different effects over here. Now see, that light is only one color, you know. And in front of that light, he was going on changing the sheet, plastic sheets, transparent plastic sheets, a red sheet, green sheet, this, that. So when he wanted some effect, he just put that color sheet there. In the very same way, self, Atma, is behind the mind, behind our mind. That Atma is same in everybody. One Atma. All of our minds are different colors of sheets. And one mind can take different color in same day also. And that color of the mind, sattvic mind, rajasic mind, tamasic mind, you know. In same day our mind go from sattvic to, from the sublime to the ridiculous. Have you heard? Same mind. No, the Atma is beaming through. Same one white light beaming through. But the color of the mind is making our world. Each person. That's why we all live in our own world. Correct or not? We live in our own world. So that Uparaga word is the dying. So what we're doing, this white light is coming out, but the mind is dying it. D-Y-I-N-G, like that kind of dying. Yeah? I don't know what you call that. Coloring. Our mind is coloring our world, like that. So what? That Atma is colored by that mind, and that mind now there is bondage, there is moksha, there is body, mind, intellect, there are people, there are jara and ajara, everything. All that is there in the mind. From the standpoint of the absolute, there is no such thing as jara, ajara, sakshi, witness, that thing which is witnessed. No such thing. Mind is making all of that. That all variation, variety. Avivaktam vivakteshu vivaktam ivachasthitam. That self is avivaktam. One undivided reality. When it filters through the mind, it becomes all this variety, colored by that mind. Become the limitless varieties. So, chaityo paraga rupa me sakshitapi natatviki. But from in the reality, in truth and in fact, no such variety at all, which is caused by this mind. No such variety cannot be assumed in me, who is... Now see, the idea is to pull our attention from this mind and all its projected variety and keep in the self, in which there is no waves of differentiation, one uniform reality, trying to pull the attention from out to in. Then there is never, no matter what really happens within, or the example of the screen, no matter what violence is there in that movie, in the end, that screen remains same, untouched, isn't it? Nothing happens to that screen. So now in me, the absolute reality, the ocean of consciousness, no matter what waves of universes come, pairs of opposites come, things happen, events happen, it is all, or no matter how many times that lion pounces on you in that dream, in the end, what happens to you? The lion may have pounced on you. That one fellow, he graduated from university. And he couldn't find a job. So he went to that city looking for a job everywhere, walking. He couldn't find a job. And he walked past the zoo. So he thought, let me just go and see what is there. So he goes inside. And he sees right next to the lion's cage, there's an empty cage. So he tells that zookeeper, he said, in high school, I had a monkey suit and I used to do monkey mime. I was very good at it, you know. So at least let me bring my monkey suit and do some mime here. People give me banana, peanuts, ityadi. I'll get something to eat at least, you know. Because now I have no job. The zookeeper said, "Okay, no problem. You go bring your monkey suit." He put on his monkey suit and he came there. And he's jumping around and he's happy and people are being entertained like anything. And everybody's happy and they're really feeding him well. And he's so happy, he swings, and he swings into that lion's cage. That lion started coming up to him now, you know, and he's going back. The lion is coming. And he's scared out of his life. And the lion springs and lands right in front of him. And this fellow screams for his dear life. And the lion, he pulls on a zipper. He says, "Hey, be quiet. We'll both lose our job, you know." we'll both lose this job. What is this thing? Now, in that dream, no matter how many times a lion pounces on you, on how hard you scream and whatever it is, when you wake up, you realize nothing has happened. Nothing happened. There I tell our students, you know, after all is said and done, nothing is said or done. English phrase is there, after all is said and done. Really, nothing is said or done. It means nothing has really been affected. I cannot be affected in any way This is what is the idea which is now presented in number 21. Amritabdher name jirnihi. Got it? Mursha dindira janmabhihi. Spatikar drena me ragaha. Swapna santhya bhra vibhramaihi. Easy example to study there is the spatika. Spatika means a crystal mountain. Spatika ardre. A crystal mountain. The best place is right here in Atlanta only. Atlanta has the biggest crystal mountain in America, I think. What is it called?
Stone Mountain,
yes. Now, see, when you go there, right? That crystal is nice and clear, or marble. Some places crystal marble like that. Now, in the sky, when some white clouds pass, that thing looks white. When a dark, rainy cloud passes, that thing looks dark. So no matter, and when lightning flashes, bright. Now, after all is said and done, how is that crystal in the end? Same, nothing. He may have taken on this color, that color, bright color, dark color, shiny color, whatever, based on what is passing in the sky. But when they all come and go, that marble is untouched, that crystal marble or mountain. Untouched, nothing happens. That is the example which is given here. In the very same way, the self, which is there, has all of these things appearing in it. All universes of Brahmanda and time and space, vastu, all things appearing. But after all of them, after realization, then you realize nothing has appreciated nor depreciated in that Atma, self. Nothing is touched in that Amritabdhehe, in the ocean of immortality, which I am, me. I am that ocean of immortality. If so many, Mursha Dindira Janmabhi, by the birth of all false waves, the birth of all false waves of foam, or waves that bubbles, froth, whatever comes, there is najirnihi, there is no loss to me. Najirnihi means I do not depreciate in any way. I do not get expended in any way. You see, science also agrees with this thing, because energy is neither created nor destroy. Like it seems to just be changing forms, isn't it? From one form of energy to the next form. But ordinarily, what we know in life is, for example, if I am using some energy, we say our energy got exhausted. That is the level where we stop. Suppose I have one tank of gas, it's energy for cooking. So then I light that stove and I go on cooking. Then the tank of gas got exhausted. My energy source got exhausted. That was, and we, our minds stopped there. But really, the scientific mind tells, no, it did not get exhausted. Exhausted means what? That energy just changed form from one to another. It is there somewhere, in some form. Just change form. So it doesn't get exhausted. So science agrees, this is the same idea. Same idea which is being used, and that is, in the self is used, or the self is what is supporting everything in the universe. Things are coming and going like that. But in the end, self is still same. Self, nothing gets appreciated, depreciated, nothing. It's one reality in which false universes like waves are arising and coming and going. And after all is said and done, nothing is said or done. This is a most wonderful vision from the absolute standpoint, in me, that Spatika mountain, only different changes are coming and going. Now, the next three verses deal with each one, Sat, Chit, Ananda. We'll see that in the next class at 10 o'clock. 10, huh? Satchit Ananda. Okay.
Hariom, remember you can give us your questions, because after the 10 o'clock lecture we'll have question and answer session and also some feedback, please. That will appreciate because it will help us get better organized. Thanks.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.